Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Is Cougar Sports with Ben Krenel on ESPN 960 and 94.5 FM. And it's time for the Cougar Beat. Getting the dish from the local reporters that cover BYU sports here on your Cougar Sports Insider Radio Network.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Krenel, broadcasting live from Fat Daddy's Pizza, fatdaddyspizzeria.com, 223 West Center Street, 223 West Center Street here in Provo. Want to see you here, get some delicious pies. If you're not trying out the delicious pies at Fat Daddy's, you're missing out. I love all the pies. I can't get enough of the pies here. 24-inch pies, in fact, that your body will need. It needs. And I like the my wife likes the Miss Bianca. I like the Frankie One Eye. You'll like it all. Try them all out and mention ESPN 960 when you head into Fat Daddy's, fatdaddyspizzeria.com, and you can get 8 free garlic knots with your purchase. That's right, 8 free garlic knots with your purchase. Let's put that out there, Gav, for all of Cougar Nation to know and see. 8 free garlic knots with your purchase here at Fat Daddy's, fatdaddyspizzeria.com. Also, let's mention to Cougar Nation that Bistro Provenance is now open. Go to bistroprovenance.com. Upscale dining experience, French bistro that you'll love to give a whirl with that special someone. All right, let's talk Cougar Beat in this segment with Darnell Dixon, Double D of the Daily Herald. Sound the horns. Double D is on the line, the Daily Herald. What's up, Double D?
Nothing much. Listening to you guys on the radio while I was driving around a little earlier. So I'm honored to be on the show.
Heck yeah, man. What did you think of the initial commentary on the show? Anything that stood out to you? Anything that you want to debate us on and disagree with us or agree with us?
What were you yelling at your radio about, Darnell?
Well, I was enjoying the conversation about the BYU men's basketball team, and you guys were really high on Tanner Toulson. It was nice to see him get some minutes last night in that game. And you know, one of the things that's really interesting to me, I watch coaches, and they're very protective of their rotations, and they get pretty tight with their rotations in the regular season. And if I have a criticism of Mark Pope, it's that he's been super tight with his rotation. And you guys mentioned Erickson last year. He just never could pull the trigger on putting him in an important spot. And I think this year he's been able to do that. He's actually put in a whole second five in a lot of games against good teams and playing those two freshmen, Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders, together with some other guys off the bench. And I like to see him developing those players during this time in the season, because your depth is so important. And where they're finding that out now with Spencer Johnson out, they need guys that can step in and play and feel comfortable doing that. And so I've been really pleased to see Mark kind of follow that 10-man rotation. And it looks like with Spencer out, Tanner might get a few more minutes. And I'd like to see those guys get that experience now so that when they need it, need them in the regular season and conference and maybe in postseason, they've got a little bit better handle on things and they've got the playing time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What can you take away from a game versus Westminster when you score 100 points and hit 19 threes?
Well, any team is pretty hard to beat when they shoot like that. And it wouldn't have been, if it wasn't Westminster, say it was UVU or South Dakota, I'm not sure anybody beats BYU if they shoot that well. Now, obviously, you have to take into consideration the competition. Westminster doesn't have the defensive dudes to really challenge some of those shots, but it's good to see this team, this BYU team, step out and hit shots. And the thing about it is, and you know, I just looked it up because I was curious, there are 5 teams right now in college basketball, still early in the season, but 5 teams that are hitting better than 45% from the three-point line so far. And that's through, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 games, because that's kind of where they're at right now. And most of the other teams are below 40%. So most nights, this BYU team will shoot 40% or less from the three-point line. So they've got to refine other parts of their game. They've got to be able to play defense. And one of the things we saw last night, they cost 22 turnovers, scored 34 points off those turnovers. That's really good. You got an offensive rebound, so you create more opportunities for yourself. So there's lots of ways that you can win a ball game, and certainly the flashiest way is to go out and hit 19 threes, but that's not going to happen every night. So it's good to see them hit shots consistently because they did that in the win against Dayton. They made 13 threes in that one on their comeback win. But just the game before against Butler, they were 3-for-20. So, as you know, it's going to vary from night to night. So there has to be ways that you feel comfortable getting back into the game and doing other things in your repertoire to make sure you can get victories, even on nights when you're not going to shoot 72% from the three-point line in the first half and, you know, better than 50% overall.
Is that, I mean, all that being said, though, Darnell, is that going to be kind of key for this BYU team, is being that 3YU that we like to joke about of the past? Like, is the three-point shot going to be? Because, I mean, I'll be totally honest, like, this team has a lot of shooters. They've got a lot of guys who like to shoot the ball and who can shoot the ball very well. So is that also just going to kind of be pretty crucial for them for the entire season, where if they're shooting it well, they're going to be in every game, and if they're not, they probably will be in fewer games than otherwise?
Well, most teams are kind of that way. I like to remind people, lots of teams have shooters, not as many teams have makers. And so what's been happening the last couple of games is BYU's had some makers out there. And when you put Noah Waterman and Jackson Robinson and Rudy Williams and Gideon George out there, that's four guys who can fill it up and fill it up pretty quickly from the outside if you're not paying attention. I think that Mark Pope recognized that Westminster decided, we're not going to let Gideon George kind of take us to town inside because they really didn't have anybody that could guard him. So we're going to double and triple team him, kind of sag off and make them hit shots. Not every team's going to take that defensive tack. But you would think with the confidence these guys have that they displayed the last couple of games, if they're in a situation where they have to hit threes, then they're going to be a little more likely to step up and take the shot and feel confident and make it. And if teams start to spread out and try to get out to those shooters, then Foose is going to be able to work his way inside. So a lot of it depends on how they're defended, but I think it's really important they continue to develop those ways they can win on nights that are not going to shoot 70% from the three-point line, and most nights that's not what it's going to be. But sure,
for sure.
In most games, if they hit that kind of percentage and they shoot the ball that well, they're going to be very difficult to beat.
Darnell Dixon, Daily Herald here on ESPN 960. Let's pivot over to football now. Well, real quick, one last question regarding basketball. Has anything changed regarding your expectations of this BYU men's basketball team with the noticeable, I feel like a noticeable improvement in limiting turnovers over the last four games, an increase in efficiency from the three-point line? They are more competitive. It seems like they're finding a groove. Where are you at as far as your expectations now with November ending?
Yeah, I think my expectations are very similar to what they were at the beginning of the year, because this team is so much a work in progress, and it is good to see those turnovers, the numbers dropping. The kind of pace that they're playing at right now kind of produces that output from a team that's kind of still learning about each other and getting comfortable with each other on the floor. But it is a good sign that they're coming back on those, and it's nice that that, again, like I said, they're shooting really well. But there's still a lot of work with this group. And I feel like, you know, we talk about how good they are at rebounding right now. That's just effort and length on the perimeter. They don't really have a lot of size in there. I mean, Foose is big and strong, but he's only 6'6". And then Atiki Aliatiki is a big, tall, thin guy. They don't really have a lot of bulk. So they're going to have to continue to work hard to rebound. It certainly is going to be a huge litmus test when they take on Creighton down in Vegas in a few weeks. Creighton's a really – I saw them play last weekend. They're really, really good. And it's going to be a good watermark for them to look and see how far they've progressed. And this team will be a work in progress most of the season, I feel like. But we're seeing good signs, and I think Mark Pope's got to be pleased with the way that they responded in the Bahamas, because, man, that first game, they didn't look very good at all. Second game, they had an opportunity and missed a couple of pretty key threes late in the game. And then they're down 23 in that third game. You're thinking, oh, boy, they're just going to get drummed right out of the Bahamas. But they somehow found it in them to come back. So that could be, as we look back on the season, a pretty big turning point for this group.
Final, actually, one last question. Spencer Johnson, the best player on this BYU basketball team, how long do you think he's going to be out for Darnell?
Yeah, I think I heard Sean talking about this a little bit when I was in my car listening to you guys talk, and I think he kind of pointed to that Creighton game. That'd be nice if he were available then. The way Mark's talking, they're not really sure yet, and certainly I think this week they're going to be fine without him. I think that it helps other guys develop too, but I would hope that he'd be able to get that stretched out and ready to go for that Creighton game because they will need him. He's such a great performer on both ends of the floor, such a leader, takes good shots, great basketball IQ, a very good defender, and it would be good for BYU to be at full strength for that Creighton game. So let's say that, but we're still not sure. Everything's still up in the air with him.
Yeah, so I think Mark Pope stated that if it was Spencer's decision, he'd be back like this next game, right? He did chat with Gregor Bell post game, and Mark Pope said Spence will be out for a little while. We're not sure exactly how long, but it's going to take a little bit of time. Some people prognosticating anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. Some thinking it could be longer than that. I'm not sure yet, but it's something to definitely monitor. Who gets the minutes with Spencer Johnson's, not being in the lineup? Who do you think is going to benefit most from minutes and some PT?
Well, I think Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders really earned themselves a lot of minutes after that third game in the Bahamas. I mean, those guys, the energy they played with, and they weren't perfect. I mean, Dallin missed some free throws. Richie made a turnover or two. But, man, those guys played so hard in that game. And you could tell that they were not giving up even the slightest, even down 23. And you got to have that on the floor. So I think those two guys, we'll see if Mark Pope continues to play 10 different players. And that would probably mean Tanner Toulson is the one getting those extra minutes as they move forward. But certainly, like I said, Richie and Dallin. And I think Noah Waterman, too. I know he started the past two games. Didn't really have much of an impact in that third game in the Bahamas. But, boy, last night he started off really hot and looked very confident, not only just shooting threes but driving, playing defense. And it was interesting to watch Noah and Jackson and Rudy, the three transfers, really lead the way last night in shooting and kind of getting things going. And that's really good to see, too, because those are the guys you need to get acclimated, and those are the guys with the least amount of time in the program. So to see them step up and play that way is really encouraging, I think.
All right, football question. How soon do you think they need to hire a defensive coordinator? And, I'm talking like before signing day, early signing day. Do you think it needs to happen, yes or no?
Well, it would be really optimal to have it before signing day, but, boy, you know how slow BYU moves. And it's such a crazy season when the coaches start moving. I mean, there's so many moving parts and so many openings and so many guys to consider. I don't see BYU moving fast on this. And I don't know if you can count on them getting it done before that signing day. But I think there's a lot of good prospects, depending on whether Kalani wants to go in-house or out-of-house or former BYU players. There's lots of guys that I think that could fill a good spot there. And, I feel like Kelly Papinga would be an amazing hire. But I don't know what his relationship is with Kalani. I don't know how close they are. But I do feel like it's important to get some new ideas and a different energy in the room for the defense, because it's just the last 2 years have been so tough, and those guys coming back are going to want to have some idea that things are going to be different. And I think the way you do that is you bring in a little bit different voice into the room. And so I think that there are a lot of good candidates, and it's going to be up to Kalani to create that spot and with somebody that he's comfortable with running his defense the way he thinks it should be run.
There you go, Darnell Dixon. Make sure you're following him on Twitter, Darnell Writes, and reading all this stuff at the Daily Herald. Thanks so much, Darnell. Thanks for hopping on, man. And we'll see you Friday, right?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm probably like 80% today, so I'm feeling a little better than I did over the weekend. My daughter came back from college and got everybody sick, so.
Still day-to-day like Spencer Johnson, then?
Yeah, always day-to-day. You know that, Sean.
Always day-to-day.
Yeah, this new Florona virus, I call it the Flu-Rona virus. I mean, it's been getting everybody, man. Everyone's been sniffling, you know, with the aches and pains. Everyone get well, stay healthy, my friends. And
plus I'm old, so, you know.
Yeah. Yes, you're not that old.
You're not nearly old enough. You're not nearly old enough, Darnell. Not nearly old enough, in my book.
Shout out to WD.
I don't act old enough. I know that.
You still have vigor and vim in that body of yours. Keep it coming. Thanks for the hot takes. Thanks so much, my guy, Darnell Dixon.
See you Friday. Thanks.
There you go. We're going to go to break, but stop by, say hello. We're live from our good friends here at Fat Daddy's Pizzeria, fatdaddyspizzeria.com. If you mention ESPN 960 when you come in, 8 free garlic knots with your purchase of a pie. Also, want to remind you guys that right now at Fat Daddy's, 'tis the holiday season. Gift cards are great gifts for the holiday season. Buy $50 gift certificate, and you get $10 back. $100 gift certificate, you get $20 back. This deal is going on at both the new Bistro, the Bistro Provenance, and Fat Daddy's Pizzeria, fatdaddyspizzeria.com. Stop by 223 West Center Street. That's 223 West Center Street in Provo for some delicious pies for your body. All right, we're going to go to break. Dave McCann going to join us next to talk about the future defensive coordinator of Brigham Young University. Also, if Bronco Mendenhall is the perfect hire for Stanford, is Ed Lamb the perfect hire for UNLV? We'll discuss next. Dave McCann, BYU TV, Deseret News, and Wise Guys is what he represents. That coming up next. This is Cougar Sports on ESPN 960.